This is Scott Becker with the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Thrilled today to be joined by two leaders from Gallagher, the Gallagher Group. We've got with us Chris Schickling, who's an area vice president in the M&A and private equity area. Lee Newmark, who's also an area vice president in healthcare. Get a chance to talk to them today about some of the trends we're seeing in private equity today, what they expect, and a little bit more. Chris, can I ask you to take a moment to introduce yourself? Then Lee, I'll ask you to do the same.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Scott. As discussed, Chris Schickling, I'm the human capital practice leader for our private equity and M&A group at Gallagher. Gallagher is a Fortune 500 risk management and human capital and benefits consultant, primarily focused on middle market healthcare organizations to maximize their human capital expenditures and ensure they're attracting and retaining key talent. Thanks.
And take a moment. Human capital is a phrase that's sort of a last 5 to 10 years phrase. I mean, it's been an always phrase, but it's one that's really come to the forefront the last few years or so, where people really talk in terms of human capital. You know, at what point that was called something else. Talk a little bit about how it's evolved in human capital and what you see today. Just a quick sense of that.
Absolutely. When we look at human capital, we're looking at the ways to attract and retain key talent to ensure that you're maximizing the investments of private equity, you're hiring and retaining the key executives as well as team members. So when we look at human capital, we're looking at benefits packages, compensation, retirement, and HR infrastructure to have a scalable solution to grow throughout that process.
Thank you. And we take a moment and introduce yourself, Lee Newmark.
Sure, happy to. Thanks, Scott. Again, Lee Newmark from Gallagher, one of the directors of our healthcare practice and responsible for leading our strategy on the private equity M&A side as it relates to our private equity and those clients that focus within the healthcare space. And so Chris and I work together, but a little bit separate in terms of what we do, Chris, on the human capital side, and then myself responsible for the property and casualty insurance consulting. So everything that falls within the property casualty risk management is what we look to create for the value on our private equity clients.
Thank you. And we take a moment on what you see with your private equity clients today and how that's evolved over the last 10, 15 years or so. I assume 10, 15 years ago, private equity was a very small part of what you did. Now it's probably a large part of what you do and what you see. Talk about that evolution and some of the trends you're seeing.
Sure. Yeah, it's really interesting. And I've been with Gallagher now for just about 15 years, so kind of feels right within that timeline that you're talking about, Scott. You know, M&A was a very different thing for us even 10, 15 years ago. At one point, private equity obviously was involved, not to the extent they are now, but, you know, then M&A involved the hospital side, where hospitals were buying up physician practices and other organizations of the like. And that was really M&A. Fast forward to probably about 4 or 5 years ago, private equity got entirely reinvested in the healthcare space. Physician practice management went beyond what was normal, just, you know, dental, oral surgeons, maybe some vets, and is now fully into all things physicians, senior care, healthcare technology. So the scope of healthcare investing has changed dramatically over the last 5 years. And the activity that we've seen and we see on a daily basis isn't like anything I've seen in my career.
Isn't that fascinating? It really is fascinating. For those of us that have been this forever, to see how private equity become over the last 20 years, such a huge part of what we did, where it points years ago as a small portion, now a huge part of everything, it really is the case. And Chris, in your practice area, human capital is so important, private equity, growth-driven companies, trying to hire great people, chief business people, chief operations people, all kinds of areas. What are some of the things you're seeing with private equity in the human capital area?
Yeah, absolutely. What we're seeing specifically in physician practice management is how do you keep clinical team members, doctors, and clinical staff engaged throughout that transaction? So they have a capital event. How do you keep them engaged throughout that timeline? So we're looking at unique strategies to have deferred compensation strategies, unique programs that are very tailored to ensure the success of the clinical providers, as well as how are we communicating those type of programs to make sure that those members and those clinical providers are engaged throughout the life cycle of the investment.
Talk to us for a moment Chris, about size funds that you're working with. What are you typically seeing? What are you seeing there? Are you working with mega funds, medium-sized funds, independent sponsors? What do you guys see in your practice?
Yeah, absolutely. For the most part, we do have partnerships with mega funds, but where I see we provide the most value is middle market, healthcare-focused private equity funds that are ranging on fund size, $750 million to $2 billion. Check sizes ranging from 50 to 300, 400 million is typically our fund size that we're working with. Very focused on healthcare and healthcare service organizations.
And Lee, similar question, the size of funds that you're working with, and how has that changed over the years? What do you see today versus some time ago? What's some of your sense of things?
Sure, absolutely. I would say our strategy, given the fact that Chris and I are working on the majority of our clientele together, is definitely within that same middle market, within the same check size, enterprise value, what have you, in terms of what those clients are going after. And then again, probably 90% focused in healthcare between Chris and I, with a little bit of ancillary business thereafter. But how that's changed, Scott, is, I think the organizations that had been within private equity in general, I think everybody had just thought about the mega funds for a very long time, the really big investments, big check sizes that made the news. But now, the amount of private equity clients that are entirely focused in healthcare or even just dabble in it with some of their portfolio companies is to a number or quantity that we haven't seen before. I mean, there's over, in my opinion and calculations, 100 different private equity clients that have some sort of investment or touch in healthcare. So it's very different. Our approach in terms of the type of companies and the size of the funds that we work with hasn't changed, but the quantity has absolutely changed if we're playing this game.
And so are we in a spot where private equity ultimately is going to be the big driver of everything over the next decade or so? Or what's your sense of that? Or is it will still be a lot of not-for-profit transactions in healthcare? What's some of your sense of where this is going and whether we continue to see just sort of a private equity-dominated world? Because pension funds, insurers, foundations, they have to put their money someplace. A big portion of it's going to private equity. And that's just going to be a big part of the investment climate for a very, very long time.
Yeah, Scott, I think it's definitely, you're right, it's going to be an important part of the investment overall for healthcare. But I do think it will continue to have to be diversified between all those different parties that you talked about. I think the hospitals, to survive at some point, are going to have to get themselves back into the M&A game. I think there's always going to be a subset of healthcare clientele, whether it's physicians or anybody else, that don't want to be associated with private equity. They want to remain independent. They want to work with their hospitals. But as long as the private equity organizations are delivering the value that they have, and frankly, in my opinion, this may be another topic we'll talk about, through COVID, they have proved time and time again the reason why their investments can really help get organizations through tough times, I think they're going to continue to be a really important part of what we do. I think at some point, when organizations get to a certain size of investment that the private equity firms would need to retain or to get their investment back and to take kind of the second or third bite of the apple, you're going to have to see some new players, even payers, maybe even some of the larger corporations out there, Walmart, Amazon, CVS. At some point, the valuations have to get there, but I think they're going to be a very important part of what we see for the next decade.
Well, and certainly your point on payers is really, we're already seeing a lot of that, aren't we? Because like the Optums of the world, United backed, owned so much of the world already and so forth. So no question, your point is well taken there. And then a lot of the other payers are also sitting on just a lot of money. So lots of opportunities for those to stay heavily invested and keep on trying to grow and investing and have lots of capital to do it. And sometimes some built-in advantages in terms of alliances and populations and so forth to work with. So thank you. Chris, optimistic about 2021. You're expecting a very busy year. What's your sense of 2021?
Yeah, absolutely. We've seen in the last end of Q4 and 20, going into 2020, very heavy M&A. A lot of deals coming to market that we're supporting in diligence and then integration. Talking to our private equity clients, they are very focused on finding the right opportunities, very focused on mitigating risk. And then seeing, as one client says, anything that's going to be able to survive COVID and not, you know, have significant EBITDA adjustments due to COVID. So I think 2020 is going to be a very aggressive year, and there's going to be a lot of opportunities in the market.
Chris, Lee, I want to thank you both for joining us today on the Becker Private Equity Podcast. Great to hear the perspective that you have, both in the area of human capital and also the long experience in healthcare that Lee has. What a pleasure to visit with both of you. Thank you very much for joining us today.
Thank you. We appreciate it.
Thank you.